Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Correct pronunciation of Sanskrit. What is the importance of this topic? Did Srila Prabhupada emphasize it? There are records of Srila Prabhupada sometimes drilling his disciples to pronounce properly and instances of his correcting wrong pronunciation. There are many things that Srila Prabhupada did not emphasize so much, but that we can understand that with the continuing efflorescence of the Krishna conscious movement that he desired, and especially his desire to create a new class of brahmanas, this should all be part of the brahminical culture that Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that there was one brahmana in Sri Rangam who couldn't pronounce properly, and he was laughed at by others because a brahmana is supposed to be educated, knowledgeable, and leader of human society by his intelligence and knowledge. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that brahmana as a great devotee, even though he couldn't pronounce properly. So we may say that, well, devotion is more important than proper pronunciation. That's true. On the other hand, it is a symptom of devotion that one tries to do everything as well as possible for Krishna. If we're going to cook for Krishna, we don't say, well, I cook with love and all the chapatis are burned and the rice is undercooked and there's too much salt in the sabji, but anyway, I did it with love, so what does it matter? If we do it with love, then we'll try to do everything nicely. Do everything properly for Krishna. So this is Krishna's language. And if we are to have a class of brahmanas to lead the world in spiritual knowledge and even material matters, then a basic thing is that they should pronounce Sanskrit properly. Again, this wasn't on the top of the list of priorities when Srila Prabhupada was rapidly spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, but we can take it as part of his program for Varnashram, the 50% that he didn't, that he himself said that he hadn't implemented. There is a verse, Murko vadati Vishnaya, Vidvan vadati Vishnave, Ubhayor tu samampunyam bhavagrahi janadana. A fool says Vishnaya. One who knows says Vishnave. The context of this is that there's a series of words when we're calling out to say, or when we're addressing someone, or offering, when we offer prayers to someone, we'll say Krishnaya. If we say to Krishna, oh Krishna, I offer my respects to you. Just like when we're playing Gopi Chandan as Tilak, we say Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya. What's next should be Vishnaya. No, not Vishnaya. It's Vishnave. It's a different case to the normal case. So a foolish person says Vishnaya, or an uneducated person, and one who knows says Vishnave. But this verse says both persons get the same result because Krishna is bhavagrahi. He accepts the feelings with which it is done rather than with the technicality. Now, what this means here, murkha in this case means someone who is dull-headed or ignorant. But if one is to be a brahmana, he shouldn't spend his whole life being dull-headed and ignorant. If he is actually a brahmana, he should become educated and do the right thing. It's not that we go through the whole life saying something wrongly. Just like these prayers we say daily, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Sangsara Dava Nala Lidhalo, Sangsara Dava Nala Lidhalo. Daily we say them, so why not learn to say them properly? And then we'll get it right for the whole life. Otherwise we'll get it wrong for the whole life. Why do a little effort and we can do things properly? We're addressing, after all, Krishna. So we want to do everything properly for him. Just like, for instance, say someone's name, Savyasachi. We say, oh yeah, Satyasachi. But no, Savyasachi. But then again and again, we never make the effort. We, throughout our whole life, every time you see him, oh, Satyasachi. No, it's Savyasachi. But we don't make the effort to correct ourselves. That doesn't suggest that we actually regard that person very highly, that we can't even make a little effort to pronounce their name properly. Some devotees learn many verses, but their pronunciation is terrible. If it's pronounced properly, it's very impressive among Indians, and if it's not pronounced properly, then it seems like a child. Actually, even children, if they're taught verses from the very beginning, they should be taught to pronounce properly, because it's very difficult to correct them if they've pronounced wrongly throughout their lives. Now, this talk I'm saying, and obviously I'm saying it in English, and it may be addressed more to Western devotees. I did give a similar talk recently with Jai Nityananda Prabhu in Hindi. Every language group has its own idiosyncrasies or typical mispronunciations, unfortunately. Just like in Hindi, instead of saying Rama, Ram, instead of saying Arjuna, Arjun, and instead of saying Krishna, often they say Krishan, Kishan. So there are different mispronunciations that go with different language groups. Mispronunciations can have serious consequences. We find in the Bhagavatam, when the mantras were chanted, supposed to be creating a demon who would kill Indra, but it came out who will be killed by Indra. Or misunderstanding comes from mispronunciation. I'll give an example in English. It's a bit gross, but you'll get the point. If I ask you, please sit here, that's very polite. If I instead, in the word sit, if I pronounce it instead of sir, I pronounce it sh, well, you get the idea. So let's do it nicely for Krishna. We may say, well, even Srila Prabhupada himself, there were so many times he would mispronounce. Actually, Srila Prabhupada's pronunciation was very much influenced by his Bengali diction, and I'll come to that later, Bengali pronunciation. Bengali pronunciation is different in many ways to that of standard Sanskrit pronunciation. And Bengalis tend to pronounce Sanskrit with their distinctive Bengali pronunciation, just like we have in Bhagavad Gita, Yantrarud Hari Mayaya. Srila Prabhupada would say Jantrarud, because in Bengali, Yantra, machine, is pronounced Jantra. Yatra, pilgrimage, is pronounced Jatra, and so on. So there's no need to imitate that. Srila Prabhupada himself, he was sometimes misunderstood, his English words. There's an amusing anecdote that Hayagriva Prabhu, who was a professor of English in America and one of Srila Prabhupada's first disciples, when Srila Prabhupada was talking about, he was talking about the bards on the trees, and Hayagriva, he was trying to work out what he meant, because bard is a somewhat archaic English word for poet. And then Hayagriva understood that Srila Prabhupada meant birds on the tree. Srila Prabhupada's English pronunciation was also influenced by the English education he had received from Scotsmen at Scottish church colleges in his youth. And Scotsmen tend to pronounce English in their own regional manner, which doesn't always correspond with what is considered standard English. So what should we do? Should we pronounce, every member of ISKCON should pronounce the word bird as bard, because Srila Prabhupada did. Follow the Acharya. But we should have a little intelligence to understand what should be followed and what should not be followed. There's personal idiosyncrasies of language that Srila Prabhupada had should not be adopted. That is called imitation, foolish imitation, and not the kind of following that will help us to advance nicely in Krishna consciousness. Now, in Sanskrit, it's the pronunciation is there's certain sounds are pronounced differently than in English, or there are certain sounds which do not come regularly in English, but otherwise it's very similar. The pronunciation is not as different from English as is, say, Chinese, a tonal language. China, well, there are various forms of Chinese. They're all tonal languages, tonal dialects. There are some things to be learned, but once you learn it, it all becomes very easy, because Sanskrit is largely 99% phonetic. That means if you see the letter, you know how it can be pronounced. You know how it should be pronounced. Again, there are regional differences in pronunciation, just like the word Krishna, which is considered standard pronunciation of the word Krishna. In some parts of India, it will be pronounced Krishna. But then even if all the people, just like in Orisha, Krishna is pronounced Krishna, but then everyone will pronounce the letters which indicate Krishna, they'll all pronounce it the same way. And if you have similar words like Trushna, Trushna. They'll all pronounce it in the same way. So it becomes, the variation becomes phonetic also. Rushi, they'll say, for instance. Instead of Rishi. So the point is, if you learn to read it, and the sound which goes with the letter, then you can pronounce it. And in Sanskrit, there's rendered in Roman script or English script, as we may say, there are diacritical marks so that we can understand how to pronounce every sound. There are four kinds of... first thing we should know, there's a difference between a and a, e and e, u and u. If we see a letter A without a line over it, it's pronounced a, Krishna. If we see it with a long, with a line over the A, then it's pronounced long, Krishna. Krishna, that's a female form of the name Krishna. That is a name of Draupadi and of Yamuna, among others. Similarly, and we can hear the young children at school learning the alphabet. There are four kinds of ta and four kinds of da. This may be a little difficult, but once you learn it, it's easy. The ta, 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 there's a, if you see a T written without a dot underneath it, that is pronounced by placing the tongue at the back of the upper teeth. Ta. It gives a somewhat flatter sound than the other T, which is pronounced with the dot underneath it, which is pronounced by turning the tongue back and smacking it or against the top of the palate. Ta, ta, ta. It gives a rounder sound. So we have ta. It's a flat sound pronounced by putting the tongue against the teeth, and ta, 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 ta. If you're not used to it, you may not hear the difference. if we pronounce it wrongly among Indians in Indian languages, they may misunderstand what we're saying. Although in modern Hindi, it's all becoming merged, unfortunately. Then there are these two. There's ta and there's ta, and there are also, if we see th, so that is, in English, th is pronounced th, but when we see that representing Sanskrit sounds, it's pronounced th. There's th. There's a breath sound, quite a strong breath sound. It's not th, th, th. It's with a strong breath that comes out. And then similarly, with the tongue turned up, ta. And similarly, we have da, 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 da. So these are a few points to be learned. When we see the H with a dot underneath it, this generally, but not in all cases, comes at the end of a word. And the rules for this are a little bit complex. It depends on the word that follows, how it's pronounced. If there is no word following, if it's at the end of a line, then it'll be pronounced just if the word, if the vowel, according to the vowel before it. So if the vowel before is then we pronounce aha, ee, sorry, aha, ihi, ihi, uhu, If the following word begins with p, then the h at the end, especially in South Indian diction, Sanskrit diction, becomes pronounced like a soft f sound. This is the only occurrence of, there's no letter f in Sanskrit. There is, we'll find ph, but it's pronounced p, p as in the, p, p, as in patram, pushpam, palam. Now this can get a bit confusing because in Bengali and Hindi that ph is pronounced as a f. Then, yeah, if otherwise with other words, it's pronounced the with other appearing before other words, the h with a dot underneath it, the visarga, is pronounced with a somewhat guttural sound. So vande guru, guru, something deep in vande guru, Sri Charana Vindam. If you find it too difficult, there's another alternative. Just don't pronounce it at all. Just leave it silent. That's also acceptable. When going through the songs that we sing every day, it can be useful to, even if you've memorized the songs, just to get the pronunciation correct, to read the songs as we're singing them until you get it right, until you can remember how to do it properly. There are many errors made in ISKCON liturgy, and some of them have become almost institutionalized. We can go through some of them. Beginning with what? Hare Krishna mantra. Let's begin with Srila Prabhupada's pranama mantra. What is that? Nama om. It's not nama. Nama om. So right there, we have, it's a common error. Nama om. But it's nama om. Vishnu padaya. Srila Prabhupada himself sometimes corrected devotees who would say Vishnu padaya, which remains a common mispronunciation up to the present day. Vishnu padaya. Krishna prishta. Oh, that's an important point. When we see an E written, it's pronounced as A, something like hey, may. So it's not Krishna pressed. It's not Krishna pressed higher, pushing Krishna up. Preshed higher. Krishna preshed higher. There may be a tendency to pronounce the T almost as a D, which we find among some native English speakers. But it should be pronounced very clearly and distinctly, differently from a D. Preshed higher. Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate, not Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste, not Namaste. Namaste, there's a common mispronunciation, isn't it? Namaste, but it should be Namaste. Sarasvate Devi, not Sarasvati Devi. Sarasvati Devi is a goddess who we worship, but in this context, in this pranam mantra, we should be chanting Sarasvate Devi. Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne, is commonly pronounced Paschatya, but it should be pronounced Paschatya. Paschatya Deshatarne. Then, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Actually, when we see AI in Sanskrit, that should be pronounced something like I, as in the word I, E-Y-E. So it should be pronounced Chaitanya. In Bengali it's pronounced Chaitanya, but there's no need to imitate that by non-Bengalis. Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Now, commonly I hear Prabhu, Prabhu. It's not Prabhu. Prabhu, Prabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Again, every sound should be clearly enunciated. Commonly, native English speakers pronounce Nityananda as Nityananda. It's not Nityananda. Nityananda. It's also not Nityananda. Nityananda. Sri Advaita, not Sri Advaita. Now here's one which is very commonly mispronounced. Gadadhara. Very commonly pronounced as Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Not Gadadhara. Gadadhara. Shivasadi. Not Shivasadi. Shivasadi. Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Gaura. Gaura. This sound. A-U is pronounced something like the sound in how, H-O-W, how, Gaura, Gaura. Then Hare Krishna mantra, well, everyone knows how to pronounce that, don't they? Well, it's commonly mispronounced. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Often in kirtan, we find that this is almost deliberately mispronounced to fit the meter. I'm trying to think of some example. It's difficult for me to think of it because I banished it from my mind that we should pronounce it in this wrong way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. What's that after the Tulasi Kirtan we often sing? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. That's Rama mispronounced. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Not Rama. Rama is a name for Lakshmi. So Rama should be pronounced. Not Rama, Rama. In Krishna, Krishna, Krishna should be Krishna, Krishna, not Krishna, as we often hear mispronounced in kirtan. Now, in the Sri Gauravashtaka, which is the first prayer that we sing every morning, communally, there are many common mispronunciations, which I'd like to go through. I'll just find it here in my Bengali songbook. Often these are referred to as the Sangsara prayers. That's incorrect. We're not praying to be kept in samsara. The proper title is Sri Gauravashtaka, which means five prayers to the spiritual master. They're very beautiful prayers. Now, one important thing is that naturally in singing, we take a break for breath. But we shouldn't break in a manner which breaks the words meaninglessly. Sangsara, oh, that's another thing. When you see an M with a dot over it, that is also pronounced according to the consonant that follows. It's always followed by a consonant. And it may vary according to the consonant that follows. Generally, it's pronounced as a something like the N in the word sing in English. So it's not samsara, sangsara. Now the next word is sangsara davanala. That's not davanala, davanala. Now it's commonly sangsara dava. Nalali, the break is made there, but if we break, if we make the break there, it becomes meaningless. It had the combined word davanala has to be pronounced without making any break in it. We can understand where we can break by reading the text of the songs, and where there's a break or a hyphen, we can break there. So we can break after davanala, but not in the middle of it. So sangsara dava nala, dava nala lira. Then commonly, this is pronounced tranaya, but it, tranaya. It's very easy if we just look and see. Read it and see, and then we'll know. Again, this N and N with a dot underneath it, the N with a dot underneath it, or over it, is pronounced with the tongue at the back of the throat. And then again, we have karanya, ghana. So this GH, gha. It's not pronounced just as gha, ganatvam. Praptasya, not praptasya. Kalyana, not kalyana. You see the A with the line over it, then it must be pronounced long. Long. Then Mahaprabho, not Mahaprabhu, kirtana nritya gita. Not gita. Bhagavad Gita we have, but here it's not Gita, it's Gita with a short A after the T. Vadi Tramadyan Manas Surasena. Romancha, not Romancha. Common mispronunciation. Taranga Bhaja Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Now, in Hindi pronunciation, the word Sanskrit word mandir is pronounced mandir, and so we often find native Hindi speakers singing Shringaratan Mandir Marjanado, because they're used to saying the word mandir as mandira, as mandir. I am also due to speaking Hindi, but when it comes in Sanskrit, we can't apply the rules of Hindi. So, Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanadau, not Mandir Marjanadau. Actually, it's very nice to know to learn the meaning of all the words here. It's a very beautiful song. All these songs are very beautiful. Bhakti is beautiful. Yuktasya Bhaktangs, not Bhaktangs, Bhaktangscha. Here's an important point for English speakers, that in English, if we get the s sound before a ch, it will tend to be pronounced as a hissing sound, or tending toward the sound of z. or if we have S at the end of a word, just like the word leads. It's written with an S, but it's pronounced something like a Z. Leeds. He leads us. Or the city in England, Leeds. But in Sanskrit, there's no Z sound. When a S comes before a Ch, as here in, as in this word, Bhaktangscha, in the third verse of Gurvashtakam, it becomes a Sh sound. Bhaktangscha. So not Bhaktangz. Watch out for that. Niyanjatopi Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravinda. Now here's in the beginning of the fourth verse of Sri Gurvashtaka, some common errors. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasado. That's not what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote, nor is it correct Sanskrit. It's not Chaturvidha, Chaturvidha. And it's not Prasado. In the first line of the eighth verse, we have Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, but here it's Prasada. It changes the meaning if we mispronounce it. So Chaturvidha, Chaturvidha, Sri Bhagavat Prasada, not Prasado. Swadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva Tripting Bhajata Sadaiva Vandegaro Sri Charanaranda Sri Radhika Amada. Then going to the fifth verse, commonly pronounced Pratikshanasva. Pratikshanasva Dana, but it's not Pratik. It's pratikshana. Pratikshanasvadana, not pratikshanasvadana. Yaya lebe yuti. Oh, here in the Bengali it's mistakenly written. Sakshad dharitvena. Then going forward to the last verse of the Sri Gurvashtaka, very common and very serious error actually. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, which means we're offering obeisance to this kind of guru by whose mercy we get the mercy of Krishna. Then the next line, yasya prasada nagati katopi. Yasya prasada. Now, commonly this is pronounced yasya prasada, which renders the meaning, by his mercy, one has no hope whatsoever. But it should be that by displeasing him, one has no hope whatsoever. So it's very important to pronounce that second line of the eighth verse, yasya prasada. Then we go on to the Prema Dhvani or Jaya Dhvani. After that, there are some common errors in that also. Parivrakacharya. Just look and see how it's written. Parivrakacharya. Yeah. Oh, that I missed in saying, talking about Sri Advaita, not Sri Advaita, Advaita. And then Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. Common mistake therein is to say among English speakers, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda. It's nothing to do with Samaveda. There are four Vedas. Samaveda is one of them. This is a Sanskrit word, Samaveta, which means gathered together. It means to all. So when we say Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda, that is equivalent to all glories to the assembled devotees. Just see if there are many minor points. I'm not
I'm not going through them all. I hope you're not feeling discouraged listening to all of this. Then we have the prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. Nrisimha and Narasimha are two forms of the same name, but in this prayer to Nrisimha Bhagavan, Namaste Narasimhaya comes in the first line, and Nrisimha Mahadim comes in the last line. So we should pronounce it as is given in the Shastra and not change this. First word, Namaste, not Namaste. Narasimhaya, this is not Singh, Narasimhaya. Prahlada, Daine, there are all kinds of variations on this. Prahlada, Dione, Dione, not Dione. Hiranyakashipuravakshaha, not Hiranyakashipuravakshaha. Now here's a very common mispronunciation. Shilatanka, it's not Shilatanka, Shilatanka. Look, see what the book says, Shilatanka. Shila means stone. Shila refers to character. So the word here is Shila. Ito nrishing haf parato, not ito nrishim ho parato. Ito nrishing haf parato nrishim ho. Yato yato. Bahien nrishim ho, hridayen nrishim ho. Nrisimhama, Nrisimham, it's not Narasimha. Very commonly this is sung Narasimhamadim, but that's not the way it appears in the Shastra. It's Nrisimha. We should follow what's given there. And it's also Nrisimhamadim, not Nrisimhamadim. Adim. Then Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringham, not Adabhuta Shringham. Dalita Hiranyakashipu. This is not Dalita, commonly sung. Dalita. Dalita. Dalita Hiranyakashipu. If we say Dalita, that converts Hiranyakashipu into a female. Not Dalita, not Dalita, Dalita. Tanu Bringham, not Tanu Bringham. Keshava Dhrita, not Keshava Dhrita. Jaya Jagadishahare. Again, the Hindi speakers, they may tend to sing Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Now the word Tulasi, going on to Tulasi prayers, in Sanskrit it's pronounced Tulasi, in Bengali, well, in Hindi it's pronounced Tulsi, or in Bengali Tulshi, but that's alright when we're singing the Bengali song, but in the Sanskrit prayer that we chant, first of all, it should be Tulasi. Vrindayai Tulasi Devyai. Tulasi. In Sanskrit, you can't just drop syllables here and there according to convenience. It has to be pronounced as it's given. Tulasi Devyai, not Tulasi Devi. Then going on. Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi, not Prade, Pradi Devi. as we hear in Croatia especially, Pradi Devi, Prade Devi, Satyavaktyai Namo Namah. Yani kani cha papani, papani, should be papani. Then, going on to the Vaishnava pranam, bancha, bancha, not bancha, bancha kalpa tarubhyascha, not kripa sindhubhya, kripa sindhubhya, evacha. Patitanam, not patitanam, as is commonly. Then again, the s sound, tasmai, as in omagyana timirandhasya, gyananjana shalakaya, chakshurin militam yena, tasmai shri gurave namaha. Commonly, this will be pronounced Om Agyana Timirandhasya. But that sir should be pronounced Tasmai, not Tasmai. That sir should not be softened to a z sound. Pronunciation which was very common previously, less so nowadays among English, native English speakers, Narada Muni, Devaki, should be Narada, Devaki. When singing Jai Radha Madhava, we'll see Yamuna Tiravanachari. Now generally, the name of the river, the name of the goddess who is the wife of Krishna, Yamuna. But when the noun, or the proper noun, Yamuna, becomes used as an adjective, which it is in this case, it becomes Yamuna. Yamuna Tira Varnachari. Again, if we look and see what's written, we'll get it right. It's very easy to get it right by doing that. Little practice, and we can do it correctly. If it may sound difficult, well, if we're at first told everything about driving a car, all the things we have to know, if we're just given it all at once, we may think, oh, that's so many, all these traffic signs you have to learn, and putting in the clutch and letting it, and changing the gear, and you have to be aware of the traffic coming from behind and coming ahead, and so many things, too much to learn all at once. But literally millions of people have learned how to drive, and it becomes like second nature to them. So it's something like that. It may seem difficult to get all to understand or learn all these things, but it's not so difficult. And again, it's a way of serving Krishna nicely and properly by speaking his language in the way that he understands, and he speaks it, and his devotees speak it, and which is considered cultured. Sanskrit means perfectly made. Sanskriti is a related word which is translated as culture. So this Sanskrit is the language of cultured people, of persons who are interested in the higher values of life. Sanskrit is the language in which all the highest thoughts, the highest understanding of reality is recorded for the benefit of all human society. We may not all be able to learn the language exactly, but we can all learn to pronounce it for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Just came to mind one common mispronunciation in our daily ISKCON songs is pronouncing Nrisimha as Nursingha. It's not Nursingha, Nrisimha. Less common mispronunciation, because the word is not said so much, the word Mangalacharna, which means an auspicious invocation, is sometimes pronounced as Mangalacharan. It should be Mangalacharan. Otherwise, Mangalacharan means auspicious feet, but that's not what's meant here. Okay, let's go on to Bengali. Although many of our devotees may not know it, but many, if not most, of the songs that we sing in ISKCON are not in Sanskrit, they're in Bengali. And many of our devotees may not even know which songs are in Sanskrit or and which are in Bengali. The languages are similar in vocabulary. In other words, you might not be able to understand the difference between Sanskrit and Bengali because the words, many of the words are just the same. The majority of Bengali words are directly taken from Sanskrit. And the language structure is much more simple. The grammar and everything about it, except the pronunciation, is quite different, and this presents a bit of a problem in as much as Bengali, although it's not as aphonetic as English, which isn't entirely, well, English is not entirely aphonetic, but there are so many exceptions that you can't be confident of pronouncing an English word just by reading it. For instance, if we see E-P-I-T-O-M-E, we'll think it's pronounced epitome, but it's pronounced epitome. What to speak of enough, cough, slough, which are all have O-U-G-H at the end, but they're all pronounced quite differently. Srila Prabhupada himself pointed out B-U-T is pronounced but and P-U-T is pronounced put. So with English, you really can't be sure about how to pronounce a word just by reading it. You have to hear it pronounced to understand. Bengali is not as irregular as is English, but at the same time, you can't fully understand how to pronounce words just by reading them, especially in the matter of whether an is pronounced at the end of a word or not. You can't say, it just comes to usage. Otherwise, the language is quite phonetic. But although most of the words are directly from Sanskrit, or only slightly altered Sanskrit, unlike Hindi, in which many of the words are taken from Persian, Arabic, and even the words that from Sanskrit, when used in Hindi, are often altered. For instance, in Sanskrit, the word for naked is nagna. In common Hindi, it's nanga. It's easier to say. But in Bengali, that kind of adjustment doesn't come. However, many of the letters in Bengali, although the script is different to that in which Sanskrit is mostly written nowadays. Sanskrit can be written in any variety of, so many variety of scripts, and traditionally has been. Nowadays, we largely associate the Devanagari script, the one that is used also in Hindi, with Sanskrit. So
Bengali has a different script, but the pronunciation is also different, so that when we see the same words written in English, when it's transposed from Sanskrit to English, a word transposed from Bengali to English will come out the same. For instance, yantra. The word yantra in Sanskrit means a machine. In Bengali also means a machine, although in modern Bengali people are more likely to say machine, the English word, than the Sanskrit word. But the pronunciation is significantly different from Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, yantra, yantram. Bengali, jantra. The y becomes j and the a becomes a. Actually, there should be a different system of showing Bengali in English writing, or Roman script, as it's technically called. If we see Bengali words which are transposed according to the Sanskrit system, that won't help us in pronouncing them properly. For instance, the well-known verse, there is a well-known verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I will say, first of all, in the way that it's written in English letters and in the way that it is learned by many devotees throughout the world. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesha amara agyaya guru hana tara e desha. Now, if you carefully followed the Roman transcription and pronounced it like that, that would be perfect if it was in Sanskrit. But it's not. In Bengali it's pronounced Jare Dekho Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agai Guru Hoya Taro Edesh. Notice that the Hana becomes Hoya. So you can't really say, it's difficult to say. So therefore, having said all that, I'm not going to get into the intricacies of Bengali pronunciation. You can try and copy it if you like, but really to absorb it, you have to spend time in Bengal and learn to speak Bengali, as I did in my youth. It's been a great asset for me all these years, a great treasure to be able to understand the language of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the songs that his followers composed in the language that they composed it, namely Bengali. A few rules you can try and understand. The y sound in Sanskrit becomes j, but there's also, but not in all cases. Just like that, amar agyai, it doesn't become amar agyaja. Sometimes in Bengali, the y, one way is pronounced, is written with a dot underneath it, and sometimes not, so you can understand which kind of y it is. So it's going to be tricky for those who don't know, but. Verb becomes ba, so we have Vasudev becomes Vasudeva. And many of the words which we know well, the way we normally pronounce them, they're pronounced quite differently by Bengalis. Just like Chaitanya Chaitanya becomes Chaitanya in Bengali. Navadvipa becomes Navadvip. So, unless you're going to live in Bengal and speak with Bengalis, then maybe better not to try to imitate. Because this a sound becomes a, therefore the Hare Krishna mantra, when
sung or spoken by Bengalis becomes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's no need for Western devotees to or non-Bengalis to imitate this. Even Srila Prabhupada, although superficially a Bengali, his first language was Bengali, didn't pronounce it like that. And it is reported that he didn't like his non-Bengali devotees, disciples, to imitate that. So anyway, a few things to point out. In our daily ISKCON prayer services, the first Bengali song we sing are the prayers to Tulasi Devi. The Vrindayai Tulasi Devyai, that pranam mantra is in Sanskrit, but the song Tulasi Krishna Prayasi, that is in Bengali. Then the Sri Guru Charana Padma, this song is also in Bengali. Jai Radha Madhava, it's Sanskrit, it could also be said to be Bengali, because it's just it's names, so there's no elaborate grammar comes in that. And then in the evening, the Gaura Arati Kirtan, that's also in Bengali. Just a few points can be said here. In Bengali, it's quite acceptable to fill out the meter, to add a syllable. Thus, although in Sanskrit the word Tulasi is pronounced Tulsi, in Bengali we have Tulasi Krishna at the beginning of that song. It fills out the meter. Similarly, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. We shouldn't pronounce it Kevala Bhakti Sadma. It doesn't fit properly if we say Bhakti Sadma, Bhakati Sadma. So that's not acceptable in Sanskrit, in pristine Sanskrit, but in Bengali it is. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi. Not, look in the book and you'll see. Although there are differences between Sanskrit and Bengali pronunciation, many of the pronunciations are standard also. When there's a line over an A, it's pronounced ah, not short. So here the word is prayasi. It's not prayasi. Namo namaha. Another common mispronunciation in the West is a nivedana. The word is nivedana, not nivedana. So that shouldn't be said. Then the Tulasi Parikrama or Pradakshina mantra, when we go around Tulasi. Actually, this is a generic mantra which can be said for when circumambulating any sacred person or temple or whatever. Yani kani chapapani. So that's in Sanskrit again. Then the next song we sing is, in Bengali, is Sri Guru Charana Padma. One point to note here, often devotees sing Chakudana Diloje. It's really best not to say Chakudan. The word is Chaku. It's Bengali pronunciation of Chakshu. Chakshu means eye. Eye. The word, this sound which is written KS with a dot underneath it, A, as appears in the word Kshatriya, for instance. That is pronounced, that Ksh sound in Bengali is pronounced K. So Chakshu becomes Chaku, and somehow devotees of let's get back to the meaning of this. Chakudan.
Chokudan means the gift of eyes. One who has given me the gift of eyesight. So this is a common theme, that the Guru gives the eyes by which we can see. In other words, he gives us divine knowledge by which we can see things clearly as they are. So we sing Chokudan, but it's somehow or other many devotees pronounce this as Chakudan. So in Chaku in Bengali means a knife. So it to say Chakudan in Bengali or Hindi, Chaku means knife. So that's not what's being stated here. Chokudan. Chokudan udiloje janme janme prabhushe. There are some other little points here. Oh yeah, getting back to the that if you see an N with a squiggly line over it, as in you'll find that in the word mui, it's pronounced mui. Now the N there becomes silent. Or in that hoya, hanna, it's not pronounced hanna, it's pronounced hoya. So that's an irregularity. One point, Jetomar, getting back to the Tulasi Kirtan, Jetomar Sharan Loy. Those who take shelter of you, that's the literal translation. Tara bancha purna hoy. This is given in singular. Tara bancha purna hoy. Tara, you could say, to fill out the meter, you could say tara, a short at the end. In spoken Bengali, this would be tar, that to correspond with J. In other words, what we're looking at here is singular. So he who takes shelter of you, tarbancha purna hoy, tarbancha purna hoy. He who takes shelter of you, praying to Tulasi, his desire is fulfilled. Now if you sing tara bancha, bancha, as many devotees sing. Even Bengalis often sing it, maybe due to not being very careful. Tara, then it becomes plural, so it doesn't fit. Then it's like saying, he who takes shelter in you, their desire is fulfilled. So it becomes grammatically irregular. So Jetomara Sharanloy Tarbancha. Tarbancha Purnahoy. Not Tara. It could be Tara, a little at the end but better not to put that in because it gets extended. Anyway, I hope that is a little help and doesn't make you more confused. Each language is a great ocean in itself. Every language has its own subtleties. It's not possible to fully understand a language, any language, except for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are just a few little ideas for those who wish to improve their pronunciation of Bengali and Sanskrit so as to improve their devotional service to Krishna. Hare Krishna. It may come up in the next few days, things that I forgot to say. Here's another one. It's common among
native English speakers to pronounce the word Maharaj as Maharaj. It's more like that, just like the word prestige. It should be a J. Well, if you say just like the word luggage, G-E at the end is pronounced with a J. Prestige is pronounced with a Z. So we often hear devotees saying Dhruva Maharaj, but it's not Z. Just like that Tasya, but we hear many native English speakers saying Tasya. It's more like a Z, Tasya. But in proper Sanskrit pronunciation, it should be Tasya. Firm, solid, sa. Tasya yashastri sandham, for instance. It's a very common word. What does tasya mean, said in English?
His,
yeah. Or her. Or its. Tasya, I guess. Would it? Or its, it could be neuter also. Usually, in that context, tasya yashastri sandhyam. Three times his glories. Dhyam stuvangs. We should meditate and glorify his yasha at three sandhyas. Hare Krishna.